The late, great Radio Hall of Famer, my guide and mentor, J.P. McCarthy, with his Christmas Carol for you.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Thank you, boss, for all you did for Michigan and all you did for me. J.P. McCarthy, and we're going to talk to his son-in-law on the phone in just a minute, if you'll stay right there. I'll explain. Tony Cuthbert, when I was talking about going to the sitcom taping of the Connors on Friday, there's one other thing I wanted to mention, is that they asked the audience, you know, to be very involved, laugh out loud, and that sort of thing to build the soundtrack of the show. But there was one woman behind me who took that a little too seriously.
Oh, no.
Only MPS this could happen to. This lady was with 190% gusto, and she laughed at everything. And you can imagine the laugh was, I'm going to try to replicate it, but it won't be easy. But imagine sitting there for 2 hours or more with a woman right behind you. Just say anything and I'll do the laugh.
It's raining outside.
Try it again. Say anything.
Anything, MPS. I'm going to make you...
Oh, my God. And I don't know if it's because she wants to be able to hear herself when she watches the show on television eventually. But, oh, Lord, what an earache that was. Now, otherwise, I went to Dantana's last night here in Beverly Hills, and there was a guy down the bar who said that he was going to Santa Barbara, and that apparently he goes back and forth. I said, this is going to be a big week in Santa Barbara. He said, why? I said, because the Meghan Markle documentary is coming out, the Prince Harry documentary. And he said, because they live there, you know, and he says, yeah, you know what? They're not a big thing up there, really, even though they live there. And the lady next to him said, oh, the Meghan Markle documentary. She says, I went to high school with Trevor Engelson. Now, do you know who Trevor Engelson is? Meghan's first husband. So I got an inside skinny on the first marriage with Trevor. This lady went to school with him. She knew him. She said he was kind of a regular guy and the whole thing. And all this gossip is going to take place this week as this documentary comes out. That's before even Prince Harry's book comes out. Now, oh, that's right. Now, this was pretty cool, too. You remember that the Prince and Princess of Wales were in Boston and they went to the Celtics game. That's the soon-to-be, at some stage, King of England, Kate and, what's his name, William, right? And so one of the reporters asked the coach of the Celtics if he'd met him, and here's what happened.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one. Mm. Thank you.
Roger Faulkner, what do you think of that response?
I kind of like it, actually. The fuss over the royal family and the Meghan and Harry in particular is getting a little bit too much. I don't know where the interest level is there, in fact, for all of this, but they certainly seem to think so, and Meghan certainly seems to think so. So they want to tell their side of the story, and they want to throw everybody under the bus. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of all of this.
I wonder in the trailer, will they show her crying and everything else? And they released the trailer while William and Kate were visiting America, so they upstaged them. And she says at the end, "With so much at stake, isn't it important for you to hear our side?" I wonder what she means by that.
I don't know. I don't know. it's hard to know, but I think they're very bitter about the way they've been treated by the palace, the way they've been treated by the paparazzi. They bought into that life. I mean, he was born into it, and it's not all bad, really, to be born into the royal family with streams of holy wealth. And she married into it, and there are responsibilities that go with that. And then to try and say, well, we want to just be private people and have all the money streams. I don't think you can have both. You've got to have one or the other.
They want to be so private that they're writing books and making documentaries.
Exactly, for $100 million at Netflix.
I also read an article this weekend that Meghan and Harry might be headed to Splitsville.
Well, people have said that. People have said it would end in tears. I mean, the culture, they come from such different worlds. They really do. And that's been the problem all along with Meghan, trying to adjust to the royal family's way of doing things, which is quite extraordinary and not even normal for British people. It's a different lifestyle altogether. And she obviously hasn't made the adjustment. She wants Harry to become an American and different values and ethics and so on. Not live up to his responsibilities. So,
well, historically now you've had Diana, you've had Fergie, and you've had Meghan. None of them could make it and decided they were going to change the royal family. And in the end, of course, it didn't really work. Speaking of royal succession, I mentioned that you were J.P. McCarthy's son-in-law because you married his daughter, Kathleen. And I wish both of you a very Merry Christmas. And maybe the best line about the U.S. losing this weekend in the World Cup was, America no longer has to pretend they like soccer.
I didn't see that headline. 15 million of them watched the game on Saturday. And the performance this World Cup has been pretty good. And I remember... There's a lot of criticism in social media. The coach didn't do that, and the players didn't do this, and awful criticism, which you get all the time.
Roger Faulkner brought